Hello?
Hi, I'm coming from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm not telling anything. Today I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are going to be confidential. Am I talking to James Saxton? Sorry.
Yes, you are.
How are you today? I wanted to know first, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, nobody.
Thank you so much for your answer. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or will probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
What is your age, may I ask?
I'm 60.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Caucasian, black or African American? Sorry?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay.
Yep.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you so much. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or no very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Not very strong. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important an issue is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use all of the numbers from 0 to 10. The first one is securing the southern border.
Five,
thank you so much. Somewhat important. What about reducing crime?
Probably four?
Four, okay. Founding for drug and substance abuse programs.
Probably seven.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Seven.
Tackling climate change.
Seven again.
Protecting abortion rights.
Let's say six.
Lowering taxes.
Five.
What about the last one? It is creating more affordable housing. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You might use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard about a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Tina Kotek.
Tina Kotek. tech, probably 70.
70, thank you so much. What about McDonald's?
What's the name again?
McDonald's.
Don't know who that is.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Oh boy. Probably. Wow. I'm going to say zero.
Zero, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about Kamala Harris?
Probably 75.
Thank you so much. What about Democrats in Congress?
Just in general? Just all of them?
Yeah, in general, the Democrats in Congress.
Probably 70.
What about Republicans in Congress?
Oh, boy, yeah. Maybe give them a 20. We'll say 20.
What about Lori Chavez the Rimmer?
Give her like a 30.
What about Janelle Bynum?
We'll say 75.
What about G.D. Barnes?
What's the name again?
J.D. Barnes.
I don't know who that is.
What about Joe Biden?
We'll go, I don't know, probably, I'll say 60.
60, perfect. Thank you so much for your answers. We're at the middle of this survey. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Cornel West?
I'd vote for Harris.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Thank you so much. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez the Rimmer now, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Lori Chavez the Rimmer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all you might support her?
Oh, boy. I think there's no chance at all.
No chance at all. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Yeah.
And would you say you strongly approve it or somewhat approve it?
Somewhat.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez the Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Now I want to read you a little bit more of information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez the Rimmer and Janelle Bynum. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez the Rimmer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problem from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. The next one is, serving in the State House, since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our communities safer. She is not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problem and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists and both sides to deliver for Oregon families. The last one, it is, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're on the side, please say so.
Yeah, Janelle, I'd still vote for Janelle Bynum.
Thank you so much. And what specifically stuck out the most to you about Janelle Bynum?
What stuck out to me the most about her?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just her past experience working in Oregon, working in the state legislature.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir. Your answers are really important for us. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for a Congress. 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You might use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicals are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she has done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fantasy of our streets. How to rate that statement from 0 to 10?
We'll give it an 8.
Thank you so much. Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partition games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and Tuffit had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solution over politics. How convinced would you say that statement is?
That's good. I'll give it a 10.
Thank you so much. Janelle Bynum, her political says our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggle we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-payment jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. How convincing do you think that statement is?
9.
And the last one is, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has been wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in the Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. How convincing would you think that statement is?
I'll say 8.
Thank you so much. We're almost finished. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now I'm going to read you some doubts on concern people have raised about Lori Chavez the Dreamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez the Dreamer for Congress. A great deal? Quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first one is, too many of us are working harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicals keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez the Dreamer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting the treason action to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicals like Lori. Would you say this statement is a great deal? Quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Thank you so much. The last one is, Lori Chavez the Dreamer opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe v. Wade and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. Would you think that's a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Perfect. Now I'm going to ask you, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you so much. That concludes our survey. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school, master's program.
Master, postgrad. Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you so much for your answers. Do you have any children 18 years old or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Yes?
Yeah. Aren't you a member of the union, Christina? Yes, she is.
Thank you so much. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for doing this survey with me. Thank you for your time, and I really enjoy you have enjoyed your weekend.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.